To be forgotten.
Or teachers to be forgotten.
So that is forgotten already.
Yes. What was thought about a moment ago, forgotten already.
Mm-hmm. It may be forgotten, it may be remembered, but we know it falls away, even if we remember it.
Even
it's
so,
away. It's gone.
Even so, it's even talking about falling away, it's gone, it's
right.
Forgotten.
Right.
The only way to become detached, otherwise there's clinging and clinging all the time.
Faisal was asking about accumulations and with regard to four jatis. Would you like to ask your question? So the question was, well, the first question was about how accumulations occur or whether we can talk about accumulations at each moment when citta arises or only at moments of kusala and akusala. In each javana citta, each kusala and akusala citta. Or whether we can refer to accumulations at other moments as well.
But the most important thing is understanding whatever appears. Because even when we talk about accumulation, what about attachment to this or that? It accumulates again.
So we were talking about, well, that one is lower. Arises now, then it conditions more lobha in future, and this is what is meant by accumulation. And we're talking about how sanya arises at every moment, and so we can talk about sanya accumulating at every moment it arises. And Vice Admiral was wondering about when we talk about the anusya, for example, or the accumulations from the past, how they are accumulated in the citta, or whether it was just in the bhavanga cittas. And we were talking about how all tendencies from the past are accumulated with each citta. So the tendencies are there, but we don't have to think of a place where they are. They are just accumulated from citta to citta. Actually, in a way, it's like common sense, because we know that listening to Dharma now or appreciating the Dharma is a condition to appreciate it more in future. So I think that we know this already, that it has to be accumulated in this way. And we also had a discussion about experience, and Kun Pet was wondering about the difference between the meaning of experiencing and knowing, because we were saying that citta experiences at each moment, and she was wondering if this was the function of sanya, but we were explaining that all namas can experience the object. Any question about it, Pet?
No, I understand. Experience, just not knowing. Like a we see, experience it, right?
Then experiencing visible object.
Mm, experience from visible object, experience from hearing.
Not from, but experience the sound. Experience the visible object.
Mm. So every moment there has to be an experiencing.
Is now, no matter what word we use. For example, what appears, if there is not anything who experiences it, can it appear like visible object right now and that which is seen? If there is no seeing, can it be seen? So it appears to seeing, because seeing experiences it.
Like
if it's not seeing, the object is not what is seen. if it's not hearing, the object is not sound. Daily life, what we haven't known before, we learn to understand little by little what is there. Not me, not self, only different moments, different realities.
No seeing, there cannot be any experience of visible object, because we know that the experience of visible object depends on visible object, eye sense, seeing, contact. Can we say that even if there's no seeing, the visible objects impact on eye sense, or we can't say that if there's
use of thinking about it at all, whether it impact or not? See? So just think about that which appears is better, yeah. Otherwise, it's like we can know better than in reality we cannot know at all, yeah. Uh-huh.
So we can't say whether they do or don't.
See? Mm-hmm. That which does not appear at all.
The reason I asked was because the other day when we were talking about it, we were talking about ayatanas, and I mentioned about if there's no seeing or experiencing, then just visible objects impacting on eye sense. And afterwards, I thought maybe what I'd said was wrong, so that's why I wanted to clarify. We also had a little discussion about cheetahs in a process, and Vice Admiral was asking about Votapanna and its role in determining kusala and akusala. And I was saying it's just one more cheetah in the process. It's not so significant, because the real condition of the kusala, akusala, the previous accumulations of kusala and akusala. But I think this is quite a common question. I think people are misled by the name determining consciousness to think this determines kusala or akusala, rather than it just being one more cheetah at that time.
Usually it's literally translation, so it's not the understanding of reality itself as just a moment of the reality arise and perform its function.
It's easy to forget the functions are just momentary, aren't they? All these functions just occur in a moment, so we shouldn't think too much about the conventional meaning of...
What the Tipitaka tell is about understanding whatever appears, to understand this moment. Since even we're talking about seeing consciousness and there is seeing, it does mean that there can be the precise understanding of seeing as just not self. So when we read more and more about the teachings and learn to understand at that moment of theoretical understanding, and later on, like now, right now, it can be moment of understanding it, but no expectation, because it's a function of sankhara khanda. Otherwise, thinking that when and how can there be the understanding of seeing, but it's not such expectation, because it's just learning to understand what Buddha has enlightened and taught us about the whatever appears now, like seeing and hearing, thinking, appearing. Is the term contact suits the word parsa? What do you think?
Very difficult to understand this.
Right.
They contact as being physical contact.
Right.
People always forget it's mental.
Yeah. Can it be mental?
For me, it's anonymous. So
Because I think that we don't have the right word for Dhamma in Pali and in reality. So we try to use the one which is closer. That's all. But actually, it depends on when one understands, no need to see whether this is right or what the other word is more suitable. Yeah, just understand it.
It's just a term we use for convenience, but actually it won't help us to understand if we haven't heard and considered quite a lot.
Can it be used for nama? Mentally,
it is used.
Yeah,
for
Dharma,
so
yeah.
There's no other term to use, is
yeah,
for Vasa.
No. What about impinge?
Well, impinge is used in another context. Like we say that the visible object impinges on the Bhavangajita,
and can
on the Pasada Rupa. Right?
And can we say that Pasada Rupa impinges? No.
Is impinged on. The prasada rupa is impinged on.
But can it impinge on the visible object?
No.
Or it has to be only visible object which can impinge on?
Are you asking as a matter of English or in Dhamma term?
Both. Both. Yeah. For Dhamma, I think that the Mahaputta rupa, the Chakkhupasada is the base rupa. Special one, different from others, the different quality to be touched or impinged on by visible object. But no, neither of the two, the visible object and the not the patasrupa, cannot do anything at all. It does mean that the visible object can impinge. No.
No, can't
mm-hmm.
do it.
Yeah, so
it happens.
So it happens as
there is the impinging of visible object.
It's we always say the invisible object impinges.
But in terms of ayatana, I think that it's clearer. For example, the form must be there.
Yes.
We don't have to think about whether it what impinge on what.
Seeing impinges visible object in English, it doesn't make any sense. So seeing passa contacts visible object, you can't say passa impinges visible object.
You have to use contact with, just contact?
With contacts.
All right.
Yeah, just contact,
okay.
Not contact with.
Mm-hmm.
As contact with, to have contact with as a...
It seems like not passa.
Yeah, we just say contact, passa contacts, visible object.
It seems that it's wrong, broken English or something like that. But actually, it can be used, context. And the other reality cannot contact, only passa.
Touches the object in English, it sounds very close. Contacts, touches, very similar. So.
That's right. Passa and vitaka are similar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And manasikara tense.
Uh-huh. And what else can impinge except the visible object and the other objects of the other doorways.
Mm-hmm. Objects of the other doorway, yes. Sound
only
impinges
that?
On
only
the
that?
Yes.
Only five?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I presume this is a translation of a certain particular Pali term from the texts. And I'm not aware of any other context where impinge is used.
Not at all.
I haven't. Not that I...
Even in daily life? You don't use it term?
Oh, do we use it in daily life, impinge?
Don't you?
Yes, we can, in the conventional sense.
Like what?
Seldom.
Well, for example, in medical terminology, if you have a a nerve problem. Sometimes we say it's the something is impinging on the nerve and it causes you to have sciatica.
And you don't know what impinges.
Well, the doctor would know. He'd say the bone or
the muscle impinges on the nerve.
So
I see.
That touches or contacts.
Yeah, the nerve, the muscle.
Yeah. It usually implies, actually, in conventional language, something touching when it normally shouldn't. So, well, normally it wouldn't.
And is there any difference between impinging and touching?
Yes. There's a difference in the sense that it gives you. Because touching means mere contact, whereas impinge on means it's having some effect, good or bad.
Well, touching cannot.
Well, I just talk about normal usage. If I say I'm touching Sarah, but if I'm impinging on her, it probably means I'm restricting her in some way or something like that.
Causing trouble.
Good example.
Yes, so like the other day when we were talking about, I think impinge is sometimes used for sampatthiga too. So we were talking about the gross rupas as sampatthiga dhamma, so visible object impinges on. But then we would say that the eye base also as a gross rupa also impinges on. So then we would use it for both. So I don't know whether the way we use in English and say visible object impinges on eye sense, but not eye sense impinges on visible object. I don't know if it is.
So it means
right.
Touching, but with some force applying, more than just touching. Because touch, there can just be, very soft touching. But when impinging, it means it's having some effect.
But they both do not have intention.
No.
So it happened.
Relationship between the rupas. So do you think it is correct to say that visible object impinges on eye sense, but not eye sense impinges on visible object?
Because actually both do not have intention.
No. At
all. So it's the upatti.
Yes.
So we understand the Pali term, but when time comes and when karma condition that...
But when we talk about upatti, that is the seeing consciousness conditioned by karma, but I thought the visible object and eye sense... Are these upatti too, or it refers to the coming together of all the dhammas at that moment?
This ayatana, when they're all coming together.
Yes, the ayatana.
But when we talk about the arising of the seeing,
yeah.
Which is different from other moment,
upatti.
To see how different it is, because in the day, without all these moments, nothing appear at all. No seeing, no hearing, no smelling, no tasting, no touching. No condition to think about life or any happenings at all. See?
And is the importance of talking about upatti to stress that this is before vitakka arises? Or
a different moment than other, than other moment. Because it's the actual seeing, see? So much different from the moment when it just received the object from seeing and thinking about it.
So even if we're not saying anything about vitakka, then we're just talking about the how seeing is the special dharma at that moment. Just to distinguish it from any other cittas.
To help to have more understanding. about the anatta-ness of cittas.
And what makes it upati isn't just that there's no vitaka, but just that it is just that moment of experiencing the visible object or sound or other rupa.
It indicates that the seeing is much different from vitaka the next moment.
I was thinking about Ajahn, about the actually about the sutta when these 18 things are said, maybe not that was this I and the visible object and seeing consciousness and all senses. But what is very interesting also is mind, mano, dhamma and mano vijnana. Is it also to be known?
As much as you can. What can be known now?
Now we can listen to dhamma.
What can be known or experienced? No, what? See?
What?
What? It's not exact at all. If we just use the term Dhamma and everything, it's not the understanding of any particular ones. No, nothing? Or what? Because you are interested in vinyana dhatu and mano dhatu and mano vinyana dhatu, these are words, but in reality, not just words, because it is this moment. So in order to be exact about whether there is the more understanding about the vinyana dhatu, mano dhatu, and mano vinyana dhatu, what is the object right now that is known?
But what I mean is some kind of reflection on these elements. For example, different than seeing.
Just one at a time.
One, yes. Who
not,
knows?
Not you. You didn't test.
Yeah, for me it was mano and mano vijnana dhatu actually.
You call it
mano vijnana dhatu? But in reality, what is it?
In reality?
Yeah, you call it mano vijnana dhatu, but in reality, what is it?
Not knowing the taste, I mean, it's just...
You mean that at this moment?
Not now, but at this moment. I mean, if this is not the tasting, and it also is thinking.
Even we say that thinking is not being experienced, it's only object of thinking again, see? So it's not the exact moment of understanding of a reality at a time. It's under the word mano vijnana dhatu, see? But what is that now, just now?
Element.
What element? What is that? There can be many answers from one question to another question. What is thinking?
It's an experience.
What experiences?
An object.
What? Experience, not what the object is.
What experience?
What experience? What experiences? A mental element experiences.
Again, what mental reality? See? Yeah, there are many mental realities. Yeah, what is that?
It's unknown.
Pardon?
Unknown.
It can be known.
It can be known.
Uh-huh. Because you call it, you name it many, many times in a day. What?
I asked, maybe I should stop asking.
Why? If you'd like to understand, Can you understand without asking and answering? Yeah?
Sometimes it's good to ask.
So, what experiences? You said mano vinyana tattu and mental reality. And what?
What experiences, yes, is the question.
Now, yeah.
Now, I cannot say now, no. But there must be some elements, other dhamma tattu. Like Paza, other Chetasikas, there must be.
Can they be known?
In the proper time only. So.
At this moment, what can be known?
Now is a dream.
Again, if it's that, what dreams?
Five khandhas.
Not five.
Four. Yeah, but for example, but it's not like anything, but for example, manasikara changes. For example, manasikara, it changes all the time. It jumps whenever.
So
it's not me.
So it can be talked about, but not can be known now.
No. But I always hope for some moments of wholesomeness when listening. Some different moments of whatever wholesomeness.
But the question is, what can be known right now? Can be, it doesn't mean that it's known, but what can be known right now?
Different objects of
chitta.
I caught her. She wants examples.
Yes, exact, precise.
Rupa can be known. Rupa can be known.
That is not precise yet. Not precise.
A visible object can be known.
Okay,
sure.
That's it. Is it known now?
Yeah, it's known. I mean that it's for a, because you see, now no visible object, and now it's a visible object.
It can be known.
Yes.
Okay, you said what experiences with four object?
Nama.
Precise. Citta and what else?
And Paza.
And?
And Manasikara.
And?
Ekagata and Jitendriya and
Sanya Vedana.
And what else?
What else?
Yes.
Chetana.
What else? I don't talk just about seven, because not only seven which experiences it. Seven chetasikas only are in a moment. And the other. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dosa and Loba.
Not together.
Yes, loba, for example. And,
okay, what else?
Moha.
Yes, that's it. That's it. So, even if there, it experiences visible object, but it's always unknown. That's why we learn, we read, and we consider. So there can be conditions to understand this moment.